There's a line in the song W.S. Walcott Medicine Show that goes like this. Once you get it, you can't forget it. The W.S. Walcott Medicine Show. That is exactly how I feel about Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble. I've had it, and there's just no way I will ever forget it. It was, without a doubt, the best music experience I've ever had in my life. All the gigs I've been to in the past that I thought were the best ever, anytime somebody shared music with me, anytime I've had an experience listening to a song for the first time, this blows it out of the water, and it should have. It was, like I said, an experience from start to finish. For me personally, I made this trip by myself, and I drove across Massachusetts to New York. But I wasn't by myself. The people that read this blog, you know, we all contributed to a playlist together, you know, on using RDO. And the whole way there, it was like I was with people. And I remember, oh, that guy put that song on there. Oh, this is a new song on me. Or, you know, this song is perfect for right now. It just felt like I was, you know, it felt like I was riding along with people. It did. It felt really good. And I pull into Woodstock, and, you know, I was staying at a little inn, and I parked the car, and I walked around. I wanted to get a feel for the place. And it's, you know, for all the right reasons, it stuck in the 60s, and it was quaint, and it was warming, you know, I felt really welcome from the get-go. And that night, I go to Levon's, and on the way to Levon's, I mean, you're really going to his house. You take a left onto Plaquemine Road. He lives on 160 Plaquemine Road. You drive past other houses in the neighborhood. You get to his place, and there's no massive pointing, flashing arrow. Levon Helm lives here. Ramble tonight. No, it's just a mailbox. It's just this mailbox, right? You go down his driveway, and there's greeters at the bottom of it. Right then, when you meet these people, the hospitality starts, and it is thick all night long. Everybody that's associated this with the Ramble from the inside, they are so hospitable. They are so welcoming. They just make you feel it's like they really care that you're there, and they're sharing their Ramble with you. And it was really special, that feeling straight away, because you felt it. And I'm in line with all the other people, and everybody's, you know, it's this guy's 40th birthday. These people saw the band when they were younger. I came from London. Everybody just wants to know each other's story. And everybody feels it's going to be a special event. And it was. And that was the attitude people had, and it made it so, it just made it so very communal. So, you know, I'm standing there, and I go into the general store, and that's where the merch is, but it's also where the buffet table is. Everybody brings food. You know, I brought a pumpkin pie. A pumpkin pie. It just felt right. So I put the pie on the table, and when I did, I just felt so good about myself and good about being there and being part of it. It was really nice. And so, you know, then I'm talking to the women behind the merchandise counter. They were so welcoming to me, and, you know, they just didn't want to sell me stuff. They wanted to know about me, and it was nice. So, you know, then finally we go inside, and I had a standing room ticket, right? And I was kind of bummed because I wanted a seat, but it didn't matter, okay? It just didn't matter, let me tell you. So the seats themselves, though, they're right on the same level as the band. So everybody's on the same level. There's no, like, you know, separation between performer and people. The people in the first row were 3 feet from Larry Campbell all night. They could have just reached out and touched him. I mean, they were basically part of the band. The people that were sitting next to Levon, they could touch his drum kit. You know, they didn't want you to, but they could. You were right there. So then they have these lofts up top where people were standing and sitting, and you know, you could look down on the performance. Great. I was on this like ledge behind the band, and you know, I was like, oh, is this a good spot? 6 feet away from Levon all night, and I could have touched the bassist on the shoulder, and it was a perfect spot. And that's the thing. And that's exact. I figured this out 10 minutes in. It doesn't matter where you're sitting. It doesn't matter your perspective, right? Because everybody there is part of this thing. Like, it is a performance, and you are part of it. There is no song, there is no instrument, you know, that is more important or rises above anything else. Now, Levon is the star, so he does, but everybody else is a part of this thing. It is very harmonious. And while you're there, you feel as though you belong, and you belong to the songs. You belong as part of the songs, as part of the whole experience. And that's what really struck me. This was not people performing to us, but it was us performing together. And that's, I think, what hit me the most. So I have a lot of other thoughts. I'll put them down in the blog. But that's enough to get, you know, just to give you a little taste. Oh, and will I be going back? The answer is yes. And you're all coming with me.